हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। We have seen Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on the sentence Tad Yesha Abhyukta. When he comments upon that sentence, which means this Rig Mantra has been cited or quoted regarding the brief statement Brahma Vidapnoti Param. And in his commentary, before going to comment upon the very Rig Mantra, he presents the purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra. Yesterday we saw the whole Bhashyam, though it is a long sentence consisting of many big compounds. What he states in those three, that this commentary on that sentence is, the purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra. What is the purpose? The Sutra Bhutam Vakyam, the brief statement, just mentions the word Brahma. But there's no proper definition given. Therefore, Rig Mantra specifically is quoted for having clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality in terms of its nature. I repeat the sentence. The first purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra is for enabling us have clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the essential nature of reality. The second purpose of quoting that mantra, Rig Mantra, is to help us understand the method of arriving at the reality, that the reality can never be arrived at as an object. Reality can be, has to be arrived at only as the swarupam of the knower, I, in one's own mind, as one's own self. So this is the second purpose of quoting that Rig Mantra. And the third purpose of quoting that Rig Mantra is to help us understand clearly what exactly is the attainment of Param, which means the Rig Mantra explains the benefit of the attainment of knowledge. Rig Mantra explains the benefit of the attainment of knowledge of Brahman. So for these three specific purposes, Rig Mantra is quoted. That is what he explains in his commentary on that specific sentence, Tad Esha Abhyukta. So Esha Abhyukta, this following mantra from Rigveda has been cited regarding the content or the meaning of the brief statement Brahmavid Apnoti Param. This we saw yesterday. We are going to the next sentence. I also said yesterday, I am going to send you the same bhashyams, small sentences, the small sentences with the meanings I'll send you so that you will understand every word. You will not miss any word in the bhashyam. We go to the next new lesson today. Tat tasminneva brahmana vakyokte arthe eshar gabhyuktam nata. Well, let me break it here. Tat means what? No. Tad esha abhyukta. That sentence is now commented upon by Shankara Bhagavatpada. He first takes the word tad. Yes, tad. Tad means what? Tasmin neva. Tad means tasmin neva. Tasmin neva means what? Regarding that. Regarding the content of the. Regarding that means regarding that statement. Small statement. Tad. Tasmin neva. Tasmin brahmana vakye ukte arthe. Brahmana vakya ukte arthe. Brahmana vakya means Brahma vidapnoti param is a Brahmana vakyam. Brahmana vakya means what? The brief statement of the Upanishad in prose form. Brahmana Upanishad means Upanishad consisting of statements in prose form. Whereas mantraha means, mantra vakya means sentences in verse form. Sentences in the form of hymn. Sentence in the form of a hymn, a verse is mantra. Sentence in the form of a prose is Brahmanam. So Brahmana Vakyam means brief statement of the prose Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Yajurveda Upanishad. So Brahmana Vakyam. Brahmana Vakya Ukte Arthe. Brahmana Vakya Ukte, in the meaning given in the sentence, Brahmana Vakyam. Meaning given in this sentence, Brahmana Vakya. Brahmana Vakya Ukte Arthe. So meaning means what? The content of the message of the Brahmana Vakyam. What message of the Brahmana Vakyam? Knower of Brahman attains the absolute, ultimate goal. Ultimate goal, moksha, attains the absolute Brahman. This is the message. This is the meaning of the Brahmana Vakyam. So regarding the meaning of the Brahmana Vakyam, regarding the content given in the, meaning given in the Brahmana Vakyam, Brahmana Vakye Ukte Arthe, Yesha Rig, Yesharg. When you make sandhi happens, Yesharg. 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 This following Rig Mantra. Abhyukta. Yesharg Abhyukta. Means what? Yesharg Abhyukta. When you form the sandhi, Yesharghabhyukta, Yesharghabhyukta. This mantra, Rig mantra, in verse form, in the name of a hymn, Abhyukta. Abhyukta means what? Amnata. Abhyukta is the mantra's word. Shankara Bhagavatpada's word is what? Amnata. Abhyukta is equal to Amnata. Amnata, Abhyukta means what? Has been quoted, has been cited. What has been quoted? Yesharuk. This Ruk, which Ruk? The immediately following Ruk. Is Esha Ruk, this following mantra. Mantra. Rig mantra of Rig Veda has been cited regarding the meaning given in the Brahmana Vakyam. Or you can say message conveyed by the Brahmana Vakyam. Tat is equal to Tasminneva Brahmana Vakye Ukte Arthe. Vakye ukte arthe, vakya ukte arthe. Brahmana vakya ukte arthe, brahmana vakyo ukte arthe. Esharug abhyukta amnata. Esharug amnata. Okay. Which means the following Rig Mantra has only two sentences. And one sentence has relative pronouns. So we can take four sentences from there. Okay. Let us see the Brahmana Vakyam now. The Rig Mantra now. Now we are entering into the analysis of the Rig Mantra. There again, we first take Satyam Jnya. Let us read from the beginning. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshnute Sarvan Kamaan Saha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Satyam Jnanam Anantam Satyam onwards Brahmana Vipaschiteti. Until then, what we have is Rigveda Mantraha. There again, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, that itself forms first sentence, a separate sentence. So what is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma? He says, let us see the Bhashyam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Iti Brahmanaha Lakshanartham Vakyam. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Iti. This sentence, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is a sentence for defining Lakshanartham. Lakshanam means defining, definition also means defining. It's a gerund as well as noun. Definition, defining. For both, we have to use the word Lakshanam only. Because Lakshanam, Kim Lakshanam? What is Lakshanam? Lakshyate anena iti Lakshanam. That by which something is defined is said to be Lakshanam. So Lakshanam means definition. Lakshanam is also gerund, meaning defining. So Lakshanartham Vakyam. Lakshanartham Vakyam. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma is a sentence, a statement for defining Brahma. A statement given for the purpose of defining Brahman. Okay. Defining what? For defining what? For the purpose of definition of what? Brahmanaha Lakshanartham. Brahmanaha Lakshanartham Vakyam. This states the Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. It's a statement meant for the purpose of the definition of Brahman. Okay. So we understand here Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, the statement which presents the definition of Brahman. Okay. Now what about the words? Their words Satyam Jnanam Anantam. They are the three words. So he says Satya Adini, Satya Adinihi. Trini Viseshana Arthani Padani. Viseshanarthani Padani. Viseshanarthani Padani. Viseshyasya Brahmanaha. If there are definitions, the words defining something, that which is to be defined is the substantive. The substantive or noun. In Sanskritam grammar, you all know very well. Some of you have heard from me also before. Viseshyam is noun or substantive. Viseshanam is adjective. Viseshanam an adjective. Viseshyam is noun or substantive. Of the there are four words, all the words are in nominative case, all the words are in singular number, all the words are in neutral gender. The number of each word, number of the words is the same. All the words are in singular number. All the words are in neutral gender. And all the words are in nominative case. The case ending of the words is the same. Gender of the words is the same. Number of the words also is the same. So you know, in grammar you heard from me. Yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhaktihi viseshyasya tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhaktihi viseshanasya. Whatever is the number, gender and case form of the noun, so should be the number, gender and case form of the adjectives describing or defining the noun, the qualifying words, generally. Okay, therefore, he says, Viseshyam, the object to be defined, the noun, the substantive to be defined is Viseshyam, Brahma. Viseshyam is Brahma. How do you know Viseshyam is Brahma? All four words are in the same case, have the same case form, case ending. All of them are in nominative case. So because we already know in the very first sentence, Sat Brahma Vida Apnoti Param, the very opening word of Taittiriya, this Brahmanandavalli is Brahma. And Brahma Vida Apnoti Param, The knower of Brahman attains the absolute. There itself, the word Brahman has been mentioned. Therefore, it is obvious, very clear for us, the visheshyam, the noun, the substantive to be defined is Brahma. Your visheshyam Brahma. So visheshyasya Brahmanaha, of this Brahman, which is the substantive, which has to be defined for this. Satya adini, hi trini padani. Satya adini trini padani. Satyam, etc. Trini padani, three words such as satyam, etc. Etc. means what? Jnanam anantam. You have to add satya adini trini padani. Satyam, jnanam anantam. These three words. Visheshana arthani, visheshana arthani are for the purpose of defining as the defining words, adjectives, visheshana arthani. What are these three words for? These three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, satyam, etc., are for defining the adjectives or the adjectives for the purpose of defining Brahman, the substantive. Satyadinihi trini visheshanarthani. The artha come in the purpose. What is the purpose of those three words? They are for describing, defining as adjectives. Visheshanarthani padani. Okay, these three words are for defining, describing, the purpose of defining, describing of what? The substantive Brahman, of the substantive Brahman. So, visheshyasya brahmanaha, visheshanarthani, trini padani, satyadini. Very clear now. Satyam, jnanam, anantam are three words which are defining adjectives. Lakshana visheshanani. Defining adjectives. Lakshana visheshanani. And Brahma is the visheshyam, substantive, the noun which is to be defined. Visheshyam Brahma vivakshitatvat vedyataya. He mentions this sentence here because of all the four words, which should be taken as a visheshyam, satyam, or jnanam, or anantam, or Brahma, which should be taken as the visheshyam? As all the four words are in singular number, neutral gender, and nominative case, which of the four words should be taken as the visheshyam? Substantive to be defined. So he says, of course, Brahman. Visesham Brahma. The substantive is Brahman because vivakshitatvat, vedyataya vivakshitatvat. Brahman alone has the status of being intended to be known. Vivakshitatvat, vedyataya vivakshitatvat. Brahman alone has the status of being intended to be known. This Brahman is substantive. Visesham is Brahma. Other three words are Visheshanarthani. Other three words are the Visheshana Lakshanani. They are qualifying, defining adjectives of the substantive Brahma. This much is the expression given here. Now you know definitely what is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is the Lakshana Vakyam. Brahmanaha Lakshana Vakyam. A Lakshanartham Vakyam. A sentence, a statement of definition of Brahman. A statement consisting of defining words of Brahman. A statement of definition of Brahman is Brahmanaha Lakshana Vakyam Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Brahmanaha Lakshanartham Vakyam Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We know very well. Okay. Now we'll move on to the next sentence. Again, it is said, this following sentence is not found in many versions. This is not found in some books. It's found in some books. So, but still we can, nothing new, but still we can read it. If you have in your text which you're following, well and good. If you don't have also, don't worry. Only one small sentence. Yataha. Here, this sentence repeats why of the four words of Lakshana Vakyam, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, of those four words, Brahman should be understood as the Visheshyam, substantive. The rest of the words should be understood as the defining adjectives. Yataha, because Brahman is yataha. Vedyat Brahma pradhanyena vedyatvena vivakshitam. Brahma vivakshitam. Vivakshitam means what? Brahma, this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman alone was intended to be known. Intended to be defined. Pradhanyena, importantly, primarily. Vedyatvena, as something which should be known. Brahma, pradhanyena, primarily, importantly, vedyatvena vivakshitam. It was intended to be defined as something to be known. Vedyatvena, as something to be known. Tasmat, therefore, Visheshyam. Your Brahman is Visheshyam. Brahman is the substantive noun. Vigneyam, which should be known. Brahman is the substantive noun which should be known. Visheshyam Vigneyam or Vigneyam Visheshyam. Brahma Vigneyam Visheshyam. Brahman is the substantive noun to be known. Because Brahman alone primarily intended to be defined as something to be known. Now the sentence repeats the same thing. Visheshyam is, the substantive is definitely Brahma. We should not take Satyam or Jnanam or Anantam as a Visheshyam, as substantive. Brahman alone should be taken as the substantive. Because Brahman alone is intended, was intended to be defined. And Brahman alone is something to be known. Okay. Now, ataha, therefore, asmad, viseshana, viseshyatvadi eva. Therefore, asmad, viseshana, viseshyatvadeva, satyadini, yeka vibhakti antani padani, samana adhikaranani. It's very important to understand this. Ataha, I mean what therefore? Why therefore? He says therefore. Here Brahman is visesham, the substantive to be defined. Because Brahman is something to be known. Brahman is, Brahman has vijñeyatvam, vedyatvam. Brahman has vedyatvam, vijñeyatvam. Brahman alone has the status of being something to be known, discovered. Therefore, Brahman is, Brahman has to be defined. And therefore, Brahman is, happens to be something to be defined and something to be discovered. Brahman is what? Viseshyam, the substantive. Okay, ataha, therefore. Therefore, asmat viseshana viseshyatvadi eva. Now what do we understand? Viseshana viseshyatvam means what? Because from these words, from these four words, satyam, jnanam, anantam, trini viseshanatani padani. Three words which are meant for defining the Brahman. And we say Brahman the Viseshyam, which is to be defined. And these, all these four words have what now? Viseshana Viseshyatvad Eva. They have the status of being the defining adjectives and the object to be defined. So what is the relationship between the three words, satyam, jnanam, anantam and brahma, between the defining adjectives and the noun substantive which is to be defined? Of course, they have relationship. Is that relation? So, asmati, viseshna viseshyatvadeva. As all these words have the connection between them as defining adjectives and the to be defined noun, all these words, satyadini, all these words, such as satyam, etc., yeka vibhakti antani, all these four words have the same case ending, vibhakti antani. All these four words have the same case ending, yeka vibhakti antani. Yeka vibhakti antani padani. So all these words such as satyam etc. are the words having the same case ending. And samana adhikaranani. Adhikaranam means locus. Samana adhikaranani means these words have the same locus. What does it mean? The words have the same locus means the words are different, the meanings are different, but still the meanings, different meanings of different words in, with the same case ending have the same locus. means the meaning, three different meanings or three different words refer to one and the same vastu. The meaning of the word satyam is refers to this Brahma. The meaning of the word jnanam refers only to Brahma. The meaning of the word anantam refers only to the Brahma. On the same vastu Brahma, it's called samana adhikaranam. What is the locus? Where can the meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam, Brahma remain? Only in Brahma. That is samana adhikaranani, means all these three words having the same case endings have different meanings referring to the one and the same object. They have Brahman as the one and the same locus. Samana adhikaranani, which means satyam, the meaning of the word satyam cannot refer to anything else other than Brahma. The meaning of the word jnanam cannot refer to anything other than Brahma, anything else other than Brahma. The meaning of the word anantam also cannot refer to anything else other than Brahma. All the three words are different, the meanings are different, but still all the three different meanings of three different words have Brahman as their only locus. They can refer only to Brahma. Therefore, there should be samana adhikaranani. Okay, in this context, I would be very happy to explain to you what is samana adhikaranyam. What is samana adhikaranyam? We always come across this word samana adhikaranyam, samana adhikaranyam. Samana adhikaranyam is noun. Samana adhikaranam, adjective. It's a beautiful definition. If you have, you can see here. And if you go to, if you are following Swamiji's book, it is given there. I don't have that book with me now. You can find the definition of samana adhikaranam. I do not know how many of you are following Swamiji's book. I'll tell you. Samana adhikaranyam ittukte kim. I'm going out of the track, okay? I'm not with bug open them. Samana adhikaranyam kim. What is samana adhikaranyam? What does it mean by saying different words, the different meanings referring to the one and the same object? It is said that the definition, beautiful Sanskritam definition, if you remember, it will be very good. Binna pravrutti nimittanam padanam. You can find in Swamiji's book, as a footnote is given. Binna pravrutti nimittanam padanam samana vibhaktikanam ekasmin arthe tatparyam ekasmin vishaye tatparyam binna pravrutti nimittanam padanam samana vibhaktikanam ekasmin arthe ekasmin vishaye tatparyam. This is the definition in Sanskrit, the definition, which means padani, the words are different. Binna padani, different. Binnani padani means words are different. Satyam is different, jnanam is different, anantam is different. And binna pravrutti nimittani. Here pravrutti nimitta means what? Binna pravrutti nimitta means the meaning, the purpose of their functioning is to convey different meaning. Binna pravritti nimittani padani. The words are different, the meanings are also different. The words are different, the meanings are different, but all the three words are vahano samana vibhaktikani padani. All the words are in the same case form. All of them are in nominative case. Samana vibhaktikanam padanam. Vibhaktikanam padanam. Meanings are different, words are different, but all of them are of the same case ending. Therefore, ekasmin arthe tatparyam. Ekasmin arthe tatparyam means what? The meanings of all the three different meanings of different words refer to only one and the same given object. You find such words, it is said to be samanadhikaranyam. Words, the meanings of the words in same, with the same case ending, refer to one and the same object. The meanings have one and the same object as their locus. It's called samanadhikaranyam. Okay. Therefore, now we'll leave what samanadhikaranyam. We'll come back to the satyam jnanam anantam brahma. So here, because between these three words, satyam jnanam anantam and brahma, between the lakshana viseshanani, the defining adjectives and the substantive, the visesham brahma, there is adjective noun connection. Connection. Therefore, all these words have the same case ending and they refer to, they have the meanings of the words also have Brahman as the one and the same locus. Samana adhikaranani. Okay. Now we'll move on to the next sentence. We have not yet seen the meaning of the word satyam. They're trying to first understand. Okay, that's why it's beautiful, elaborate study, thorough study. We wait to see the meanings of the words. In each word, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to be explained so beautifully. And the Pujya Swamiji's unfoldment of this commentary is amazingly wonderful. We enjoy all that because that is where you are going to get the vision. We're anticipating. We're aspiring for such. We're waiting for that. But now we're still in the beginning. Okay. Satyadibhihi tribhihi viseshanaihi viseshyamanam brahma. Satyadibhihi tribhihi viseshanaihi viseshyamanam brahma. Viseshyate means what? Being defined. Viseshyate is defined. Viseshyamanam being defined. So this Brahma, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma, which is being defined, by these three defining words, tribhihi viseshanaihi viseshyamanam brahma. Tribhihi viseshanaihi viseshyamanam brahma. The Brahman which is being defined by these three defining words, defining adjectives, such as satyam, etc., or again, satyam jnanam anantam actually is ascertained. Clearly, doubtlessly ascertained. Nirdharyate. Ascertained. Being distinguished from other objects. Nirdharyate. Brahma nirdharyate. Brahma nirdharyate. The absolute reality Brahman is doubtlessly, clearly ascertained, arrived at. Being defined by these three defining adjectives, how is arrived at, how it is ascertained? Being distinguished from other objects. Viseshantarebhyaha. Viseshantarebhyaha. Visesham object here. Viseshantarebhyaha. From other substantives. From other objects. Viseshantarebhyaha. Nirdharyate. Being distinguished from other objects, the absolute reality Brahman is ascertained clearly, doubtlessly, being defined by these three defining adjectives, such as satyam, etc. Satyadibhihi tribhihi viseshanaihi viseshyamanam brahma viseshyantarebhyaha nirdharyate. You may ask, why should we? Now we have not yet understood how each word helps us. We have not yet gone to that state, understanding, level of understanding. How each word helps us arrive at Brahma, ascertain. This is what is Brahma. Being distinguished from other objects. This is what is Brahma. How each word helps us arrive at Brahma. We do not know. But all it is said, Satyadibhihi tribhihi viseshanaihi. Satyadibhihi tribhihi viseshanaihi. By these three defining adjectives, such as satyam, etc. Okay, satyam jnanam anantam. Viseshyamanam brahma. Brahman, which is being defined, nirdharyate, is doubtlessly, clearly ascertained, as this what is Brahman. And being distinguished from other objects. Viseshantarebhyaha nirdharyate. Is called what now? Is what vivichya jnanam is possible. Vivekaha is possible. Like you see the wave, you see only one thing called wave. But there you have to distinguish what? The form, the water from the substance called water from the form, name and function called wave. It's called what? Viveka. Vastu namarupa karma viveka. Isn't it? You distinguish. You distinguish light from the opaque. Like that here also, this exists here. What is to be defined, distinguished, what is to be defined is the most abstract, subtlest, formless. Therefore, here, but these three words, really, Swamiji used to say, knowledge is miracle. There's no greater miracle than jnanam. These three words, when properly unfolded, carefully handled, following the methodology inbuilt in the Shastram, by the competent teacher, naturally what now? You will see what? Brahman which is being defined, is ascertained. Viseshyamanam brahma nirdharyate. Aviseshyamanam brahma na nirdharyate. If Brahman is not being defined, then it is not ascertained. We simply hear the word Brahma. No, it is not ascertained. We only hear the word Brahma. What exactly is Brahma? This, what is Brahma? Therefore, Satyadibihi Tribihi Visheshana Visheshanaihi Nirdha Visheshamanam Brahma Nirdharyate. Only this absolute reality Brahma is ascertained being defined by these three defining adjectives, Satyam, etc. When it is ascertained, it is also distinguished from the rest of the objects. Visheshyantarebhyaha Nirdharyate. Is it clear? Evam hi, evam, in this manner alone, in this manner indeed, evam, in this manner indeed, tat jnatam bhavati, tat jnatam bhavati, tat brahma jnatam bhavati, tat jnatam bhavati means tat brahma jnatam bhavati, tat visesham brahma jnatam bhavati, that substantive brahma becomes known in this manner only when it is defined by these words. How do they define? That is a different question. We are going to see that later on. Yad anyebhyaha nirdharitam jnatam bhavati. Anyebhyaha nirdharitam. Evam hi, in this manner indeed, that Brahman becomes known, ascertained, being distinguished from other objects. Yad anyebhyaha nirdharitam. Being ascertained, distinguished from other objects, that Brahman becomes known in this manner. So here it is said, yatha, how it is nirdharitam, how the viseshana lakshanani, how it is defining adjectives, and lakshana viseshanani. Lakshana Visheshanani. How these defining adjectives define and Brahman, they help us distinguish Brahman from the rest of the objects. Thereby they help us ascertain what exactly Brahman is. Generally, when any object is defined, described, any object is described, we have many nouns and there are adjectives. Adjectives are always used to describe a given object, we know very well. And the adjectives qualify the noun, they describe the given object, revealed by a word, and they help us distinguish that described object from the rest of the objects. That's what the adjectives do. Adjectives always help us distinguish the described object. So he used the example, yatha, just as, loke, in this world, yatha loke neelam mahat sugandhi utphalam iti. See, when we say utphalam, utphalam is a water lily. The utphalam means water lily. Utphalam has to be distinguished from the rest of the flowers. And utphalam has to be distinguished from the rest of the utphalani also. Then we use three different adjectives. We say neelam utpalam. We say neelam utpalam, it distinguishes the Utpalani from rest of the colors. Mahat Utpalam, and the Mahat, the big lily, big blue, big water lily. Sugandhi Utpalam, fragrant water lily. Blue, one adjective. Mahat, big, another description, describing word, descriptive word. Sugandhi, fragrant, is another descriptive word. So three different words having three different meanings describe one Utpalam, water lily, and the meanings of all these three words describe only one lily, water lily. This water lily is blue in color. Water lily is big in size. Water lily is fragrant. And these three adjectives help us distinguish this blue, big, fragrant water lily from rest of the flowers. Similarly, yatha, yatha, loke, these simple adjectives, they are descriptive, describing, qualifying adjectives. Even though satyam, jnanam, anantam are not simple adjectives, they're not adjectives, they're like adjectives. So we say defining adjectives, lakshana visheshanani. Okay, we're going to see later on the difference between the adjectives also. And there's a big lesson. We'll see in the next class. Okay. Yatha loke neelam mahat sugandhyutpalamiti. Yatha loke neelam mahat sugandhi utpalam iti. Utpalam vayam jani maha. Prithaktvena jani maha. Just as we distinguish the Utpala water lily from others of the flowers, the help of these three different adjectives describing this Utpalam water lily. So also satyam, jnanam, anantam, these three defining adjectives, the three different words with the three different meanings, in with the same case endings, refer to one and the same Brahman. They help us distinguish Brahman from the rest of the objects. Visheshantarebhyaha Brahma nirdhariyate. It is not like distinguishing table from the chair. Table and chair, two different words, two different meanings. It's not like that. Here, all the three words are different words. Meanings are different, but still the meaning of each word refers to on the same Brahman. Thereby, help us arrive at exactly what Brahman is. Thereby, help us ascertain what Brahman is. Thereby, help us distinguish Brahman from other objects. So, satyadibhi, tribhi, visheshanaihi, visheshyamanam Brahma, visheshyantarebhyaha nirdhariyate. Evam hi tadnyatam, evam hi tad anyebhyaha nirdharitam yat tad jnatam bhavati. When that is distinguished from other objects, being ascertained, it becomes known. Yatha loke neelam mahat sugandhyutpalam iti. The reality has been distinguished from other objects, ascertained from other objects, then it becomes known. Oh, this is what Brahman is. Therefore, now we understand Tadesha Bhukta Shankar Bhagavatpada explained what is the first purpose of the Rig Mantra. Rig Mantra presents a sentence which is a defining sentence. A sentence which presents the definition of Brahman. So the words of the defining sentence help us distinguish Brahman rest of the objects, thereby help us ascertain what Brahman is. Therefore, for having clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of what Brahman is in terms of its nature, this mantra is quoted. The first purpose is very clear now. Now, what is the next thing? Before we go to the second purpose of quoting the mantra, Purupakshi has a doubt. Purupakshi will come with a doubt. His doubt has to be clarified. Okay. Before I go to the Purupakshi's doubt, let me make it very clear, because we already read this whole Bhashyam. No, the second purpose is, purpose of the Rig Mantra is to enable us the method of discovering, arriving at Brahman. Which means Brahman can never be known as an object. It has to be known only in one's own mind. Even though Brahman is all pervasive, it's always there, everywhere there. Still, it's available for recognition only in the mind. The cave of mind. As the very swarupam of I, the knower. The second purpose. How do you understand that? Before I go to the next Purupakshi's question, I want to make it very clear. Yo vedanihi tanguhayam. Parame vyoman. Now you relative pronoun yaha. You leave the relative pronoun yaha. Yaha Veda. Whoever knows, discovers that Brahman. Where guhayam nihitam. Hidden in the cave of mind. Whoever discovers, knows that absolute reality Brahman, hidden in the cave of mind, guhayam nihitam yaha veda. That part of this mantra makes it very clear. Don't go wasting your time searching for Brahman anywhere else as an object. May you not have research outside the external world. Even though all that is here is only Brahma, that Brahma which alone is in the hem of everything is available for recognition only in the cave of mind. Guhayam nihitam. Parame vyomni. Even though the mantra has parame vyoman, it should be taken as vyomni for the sake of meaning. Parame vyomni, vyoman means space. Parame vyomni, in the exalted space, obtaining within one's heart, in the mind, in the cave of mind, Brahman is available for recognition, and whoever discovers knows that Brahman in the exalted space obtained within the physical heart, in the cave of mind. Until then, what do you understand? The secret is revealed. So here the method of knowing Brahman for helping us understand the method of knowing Brahman, the mantra is quoted. Second purpose. The first purpose is very clear. And what the third purpose? We see the next sentence. Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman so oshnute. Now, please wait. You see, we are going to understand the meaning of each word again with the commentary later on. I'm only explaining to you to help you see how the three important factors are understood from this mantra, Rig Mantra. The method of knowing Brahman, obtaining as our own Swarupam, being hidden in the cave of one's own mind, as one's own self, as very Swarupam of the knower I. Then, Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. That second part of the complex sentence is what? Saha sarvan kamaan ashnute. Sarvan kamaan ashnute. Whoever discovers Brahman obtaining in the cave of one's own mind as one's own self enjoys or has all his desires fulfilled simultaneously. Sarvan kaman samashnute. Saha ashnute. He enjoys the fulfillment of all his desires simultaneously. Sarvan kaman samashnute, which means just by discovering Brahma, all his desires become fulfilled as it were. Which means he'll become free from the hold of desires for good. All desires will resolve for good. Having all desires resolved is as good as having fulfilled all one's desires. Without fulfilling any desire, you will have the joy of having fulfilled that desire. Which means all desires become fulfilled as it were. This person enjoys the fulfillment of all his desires simultaneously. How, as remaining as Brahman, Brahmana Vipaschita, as all-knowing, remaining himself as all-knowing Brahman, remaining as Brahman itself, remaining one with the Brahma, remaining as Brahma, not as the body, mind, and complex, not as the individual, but remaining as Brahma. Remaining as the omniscient, all-knowing, all-knowledge Brahma, this person enjoys the fulfillment of all his desires. What is, we're going to understand Sarvatma Bhavaha also. We'll see all those things later on. But it means the person will be reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, that he'll be free from sense of inadequacy. That way he'll be free from the hold of all desires. He'll be free from, as a person reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, there cannot be, naturally he must be free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, as a result of which he will be free from the hold of all desires. The sense of inadequacy centered on I is not there, desires also will resolve for good. And if he is free from the hold of desires, And he has as though fulfilled all his desires for good. So enjoying the fullness of happiness, or having a luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness as one's own swarupam, is as good as having fulfilled all one's desires for good. This is the explanation of the benefit of the attainment of knowledge. This is the explanation of the benefit of the attainment of knowledge. These are the three important factors. We understand. For helping us understand these three factors, here Rig Mantra is quoted. Okay, I'm going to stop here now. If any questions you can ask. I don't want to take a new thing today because it will become very clear for you. Is it clear? Now you can go through Swamiji's book or whatever you have. And if you have any questions, you can come back and ask me. Is it clear? Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshnute Sarvaan Kaman Saha Brahmana vipaschiteti. Now, before we enter into the next portion, Purapakshi's doubt comes. But this doubt is very useful for us. Now, why? We are going to understand the difference between ordinary adjectives describing, qualifying a noun and these adjectives defining Brahma. Defining adjectives are different from the ordinary adjectives. To make us understand the difference, Shankara Bhagavatpada brings this Purapakshi here. Nanu Viseshyam Viseshanantaram Vyabhicharat Viseshyate Yatha Neelam Raktam Cha Utpalam Iti. Yada hi Anekani Dravyani Aneka Jatiyani Aneka Viseshana Yogini Cha Tada Viseshanasya Arthavatvam. This will explain next class. You know why? You have thorough understanding of what you have heard today. Be with that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.